Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Girish Nelivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nelivigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital in Belandur, Bangalore. Welcome to my podcast channel, Urology for Everyone. We discuss about common problems in urology and their treatment regularly. Today, we'll be talking on erectile dysfunction and discuss the various modalities of treatment that are available. Erectile dysfunction, or ED, is a common condition that affects men of all ages and can have a significant impact on their quality of life. In this episode, we'll discuss the latest treatments available for ED, including medications, penile injections, vacuum devices, and surgery. Let's start with medications, which are the first line of treatment for ED. Medications like sildenafil, or more commonly known by its brand name Viagra, or tadalafil, which is more commonly known by its brand name Cialis, and vardenafil or Levitra, work by increasing blood flow to the penis, helping men achieve and maintain an erection. These medications are generally safe and effective and can be taken as needed or on a daily basis. For men who don't respond to oral medications or prefer a different approach, there are several other treatment options available. Penile injections, for example, involve injecting a medication directly into the penis to help produce an erection. This method can be very effective but may require some training to use properly. Another option where medicines and injections fail is a vacuum erection device. It creates a vacuum around the penis, drawing blood into the penis and helping to produce an erection. This method can be effective but also may require some practice, which makes it not that popular. Finally, for men who don't respond to any of these treatments or have more severe causes of ED, surgery is an option. Surgery for ED can involve implanting a penile prosthesis, which is a device that can be inflated to produce an erection. This is generally considered a last resort option as it involves a significant surgical procedure and requires some recovery time. While ED can be a frustrating and sometimes embarrassing situation, there are a variety of treatment options available which are very effective. If you are experiencing ED, don't hesitate to talk to your urologist who can help determine the best course of treatment for your specific situation. Thanks for tuning into our broadcast channel, Urology for Everyone. I'll be back with you again next time for more urology topics.